It's on its way. Actually, is here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here for another big hour of conversation, information, help for you. He can be reached at 888-55-DRKEN. That is 888-553-7536. The medical news of the week. If you're interested in having a consult with Dr. Ken at his cardiology location in Mount Dora, Florida, you can call the office 800-LAKE-CARDIO. If you're in Florida going to Orlando to Disney World and you want to have a checkup, this would be a good stop for you. In fact, Dr. Ken's going to go through me from head to toe in a couple of weeks. It's always a great experience, and we have something to talk about for who knows how long after that. I'm happy to be a guinea pig and have Ken explain what it is that's going on with me, so maybe it'll help you. We're all about help. That's really our reason for being here, and you can take advantage of it by sending Ken an email, drken@drkenshow.com, or to me, doug@dougsteffen.com. But the best way of communicating is to have a two-way conversation. That's why dialing 888-553-7536 is so helpful for everybody, because your story is probably something there are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that listen to this program every weekend. You're helping not only yourself, but somebody else who may have the same problem. So, Jeff in Hagerstown, Maryland, sir, how may we be of service to you?
Hi, Dr. Ken. I have a question about ADHD. My ex-wife and I have a two-year-old son. She's gone out and had him diagnosed by a psychologist or a psychiatrist with ADHD. And from everything I've read, a two-year-old can't be diagnosed because they're already hyperactive and bouncing around the room at that age.
Great question.
ADHD, there's several symptoms that must be present to make this diagnosis. And it's usually a combination of inattention and hyperactivity, impulsive behavior. And sometimes there's more of one or the other. Sometimes there's a combination. And signs of ADHD are noticeable as early as 2 or 3 years of age. Usually these signs will appear before age 7, but you can go down that early. I personally think that this diagnosis is often overcalled, and I don't want to tell you whether it is or isn't an issue in your child's behavior, but let me tell you, when I was growing up, fortunately they weren't making this diagnosis. We all got through. Fortunately they weren't putting us all on medication, and some of the most creative, hyper people that I knew as young kids turned out to be incredibly productive adults and never got onto any of these medications. Yes, there were a few rare kids who were huge behavioral problems that may have benefited, but I just think that this diagnosis is so overutilized. You know, it's almost like it gives people something to do. You know, they come in, there's a behavioral problem, and it's so nice when we can hang a diagnosis on you, because then we can treat you, and then we can follow you forever, and you get into the system. What's going on? Obviously, in your family, there's some issues, and obviously when the family breaks up, there's a lot of stress. And why is your wife trying to pin a diagnosis on a two-year-old?
That's part of what has me concerned is, I mean, every time a child has anything happening with him, she wants to rush off to a diagnosis. When he was a little baby, he got a chill and a shiver, and she wanted to take him to a neurologist and say, you know, there's something wrong in his brain. And
this is your first child, right?
No, I have three grown children as well.
No, through with her or
with my first wife.
The same wife.
No,
this
different
is
wife.
A second wife. No.
Okay, this is your second. I just want to understand your history. So your second wife is the one that you're currently divorced from.
Yes.
And your second wife's, is this your second wife's first child?
Second child.
How did the first one do?
Her and her mother, my second wife, both have ADHD, or so they think.
Okay. Well, and this does come in an adult form, And I hope that your wife is being treated, because often it can be passed on because of both genetic and environmental issues. You know, when the mom has this, it does become an issue.
All right, can I do a little digging here? I'm gonna take a psychological approach to this, Jeff, for a second, if I may. Your son, and most everybody who has a son that's 2 years old notices that they are full of energy. They're interested in exploring. They want to touch, feel, taste everything like a dog. They'll eat anything, pick it up, stick it in their mouth, all of that sort of thing. This designer, there are a lot of people, the news media has created a culture, and so has education, so has government, of people who have ADHD, or at least they think they do. And then there's the discussion that Ken and I have all the time about vaccines, and, you know, who knows what that has to do with any of these things, yes or no. What has happened? One of two things. There is more of an awareness now of a problem that existed, or there's more of a problem created now by people who are trying to create cottage, even businesses around this, treatment facilities, that sort of thing. But unless you observe it, it's too bad the two of you can't be together on this and can't see. I guess this is maybe beyond the diagnosis of the child, but if you two could realize, put your differences with each other aside and realize the child is the most important thing, and in some way reason with this woman who sounds like you have grown apart fairly quickly, understanding that the child is more important than you two, and if she's reasonable about it, then the child has a hope. If not, the child is going to become a dependent, and the dependency is not healthy for you, your former wife, or society.
Jeff, yeah. Probably the best thing you can do is go, if she demands to take the child to a doctor, that child's going to get to a doctor regardless of what you do. And the best you can do is demand that you go along and that both of you are there. And maybe, you know, without making it personal to your wife, you know, just ask the questions so that you see that a fair assessment is being made, and if you get an objective physician to evaluate this, you know, maybe the
physician
can help counsel your wife and steer in the right direction. The best thing you can do is demand that you go along with the evaluation.
Right, and find a sensitive doctor. Good luck, Jeff. That's a tough situation to be in, Ken. 888-553-7536 to KFWB land. Burbank is the home of Maureen, who's calling us now. What can we do for you, Maureen?
Hi. My husband has been diagnosed with a deteriorating hip. He also has arthritis down his back. But they found a large cyst that has grown because of it. They won't operate until he loses 50 pounds. He's in pain, and our question is there a possibility that this can grow? Is there any way it can be removed, maybe by siphoning out the liquid or anything? Or does he have to have the hip replacement surgery in order to eliminate it?
Maureen, you know, these are all excellent, basic questions that I'm shocked the doctor who are evaluating you haven't answered for you. Have you asked the doctors these? I don't have the x-rays in front of me. I don't know whether this is a benign problem. I don't know what it looks like, the size of it is in relationship. But it's beyond my belief that the doctors who are evaluating him haven't answered all these questions for you.
Well, the doctor said he wouldn't operate on him because he said you're going to have infections, you're always going to have problems, it could break, and as far as the size, he says, they don't answer you, they kind of bypass that, and he says, we can't siphon it off. He said, no, he said, because it's just going to grow back again.
Maureen, you've gotten an opinion from one orthopedic surgeon?
I've gotten it from, I belong to an HMO, I got it from the HMO, and then I went outside to someone, and he wouldn't say anything.
What kind of doctors are you working with? What specialty?
Orthopedic surgeons.
And you went to the HMO orthopedic surgeon and wouldn't answer these questions, and then you went to an orthopedic surgeon. How far away from where you the other doctor
is? The next two towns over in Pasadena.
And
the thing is that the HMO for pain has given him Oxycontin, and I said, no, you don't take Oxycontin.
Maureen,
that's a habit-forming drug. So what he does now for the pain is he takes two martinis before he eats dinner at night, and that seems to help him through the evening. He can relax, and the pain isn't as bad. But he's a cellist, and his mother had hip replacement surgery, so I don't know if it's hereditary or due to his...
All right, we're telling too many stories here. We've got to get to the bottom line of the question.
You went to a second non-HMO orthopedic surgeon, and you asked these questions, and you didn't get an answer to your question?
He said the same thing. You have to lose weight. You have to have the surgery. He didn't want to seem to say anything different than what...
Maureen, hold on. Will you just stop talking for a minute and let Ken talk to you?
Maureen, but you're asking a whole number of different issues. You know, you're talking, he may need a hip replaced, but then you're bringing in this cyst, which is a separate issue, and you're worried about it getting larger, becoming an issue. You know, many cysts are just benign. They've been there for so long. They're not growing. They're not an issue. Did you ask them what we're going to do about the other issues? Do they want to follow it up? I'm just amazed that you're getting the questions not answered the way you should. And do you have a primary care doctor with this HMO that is answering this? All this should be, you know, coordinated by your primary care doctor with the specialist. I can't believe the quality of what you're getting. Something doesn't make sense.
Well, they're saying that the cyst is from the draining of the bone from the hip, that it's draining liquid and it's creating this cyst.
So what is your question, though, Maureen?
Well, can that cyst be eliminated without the hip surgery?
Well,
can it be siphoned out?
I can't tell you that without looking at it. What I would do is, do you have a good internist?
Yes, we don't where we are now at the HMO.
Yes, we don't.
All right. So here's what you need to, what needs to happen is you got to get connected to like Cedars or to UCLA Medical Center.
You need a doctor.
And find a good doctor. That's, you know, you're going all over the place trying to be the doctor and you can't be and you aren't and you don't know enough other than to be dangerous.
Everybody listen, learn from this. You know, this is something, this just shows
crazy
that she's not having good care or somebody's confused here.
Well, what they're doing is they're ripping off. What happens in these circumstances, Ken, I think, is that people are getting ripped off by people. They go to the wrong people in the first place. I mean, I would like to know, but unfortunately she doesn't know how to get to the point. And I'm not trying to be cruel, but under the circumstances, she needs to start someplace. Wherever she started isn't the right place to have started.
The other possibility is, and I've been down this road too many times, is that she's asking unanswerable questions where you need a crystal ball,
right,
and she's just very anxious because they are unable to give her clear crystal ball answers to her questions, and that's what's creating a lot of anxiety, and that may be part of it here.
Yeah.
But again, you can't operate on somebody where you know going in the risks are so high, you know, doctor, do no harm, and that's probably where we are here, and that's why you can hear the anxiety in this woman's voice. So a pain medicine specialist can help here. I don't know if some physical therapy can help here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The hour, the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here at your service. 888-553-7536 is the phone number. We have a lot of people who would like to explain their situation. I don't mean to be harsh, but sometimes people are their own worst enemies, Ken. You must see this in your clinic all the time. People come in and they go on and on and on about the situation. Much of it is out of frustration because they can't get answers from people, but there's a bit of common sense that needs to be exercised here. And we've become so dependent on technology, no matter what the age, we are all looking at these iPads and iPhones and go to the computer, and we don't think for ourselves. You got to think this stuff out for yourself, and you're your own best advocate. You are the person who knows or needs to know what's going on in your body. So, and it's nice when a husband or wife is speaking for the husband or wife if there's a problem. But, you know, under the circumstances, I'm frustrated, and you are too, Ken. And that lady was obviously frustrated because there isn't a clear-cut path any longer with all of this damnable HMO stuff and PPOs and PIDQST, all this crap that you have to deal with the system, and it only is getting worse because the government is now involved up to their mickeys or your mickeys in it. But
it's going to get worse.
A certain amount of common sense is necessary here, and that's what unfortunately isn't represented with some of these calls.
Well, this is why having a good primary care doctor is so important. You see, if that caller would have had a good primary doctor, all of these questions.
Right, she wouldn't have been talking to you.
Exactly.
Right. Mary, another person. This is a Santa Monica call. I'll be there in a couple of days, Mary. I'll say hi on my way by your house. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Great to see you. Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm just concerned about my six-year-old grandnephew. I just took a vacation with him, and he's been, I've suspected something. He was hyper, like this other man and that your other caller said. Mm-hmm. However, they did send him finally to a doctor this year, and he's gotten worse as far as hyperactivity goes. He's now doing things that he didn't do before, just crazy things like licking things all the time and just kind of acting crazy. You know, At first I thought he's just trying to be funny, but I think he has impulse control. But the doctor, I said I think she should change because he's getting worse. And the doctor didn't even mention or hasn't been strict on diet. And I have a friend with four grandkids. She said a dyslexic son, he took him off meds and changed his diet to absolutely no sugar and a little bit of coffee. Now, she said a little tiny bit of coffee acts differently on kids than on adults. It actually calms them down. Is there something in what I'm saying? I mean, is there anything I can suggest,
Mary,
to her?
Your great-grandmother, let me just try to back up a little bit. With attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, often what is thought is there's a concentration issue. So it doesn't make sense when you think about it initially. You know, they're already hyper and going from thought to thought, activity to activity, and why would you give them a stimulant? But what we actually do is give them stimulants which helps to allow them to focus better. It improves their ability, their attention span, and that's probably what the coffee, the caffeine, is being used as a substitute for the drugs, the Ritalin and all the other stimulants that are used for kids as well as adults to help with the attention span. But first, what I would do before you get to that point is where you're at is try the simpler things. The diet, and there's been a lot of discussion about diet, and I'll give you some of the evidence-based issue. The food additives have been shown in some studies to increase the hyperactive behavior, and we're talking about sodium benzoate, some of the food colors, the yellows, the red. These food colors is what you want to stay away from. There are some special diets that eliminate foods that increase activity, such as sugar and caffeine, and sometimes there are allergies to wheat, milk, and eggs. These need to be looked for. And I would recommend eliminating artificial food colorings and additives, but the studies so far are not as hopeful as we would like, but limiting sugar, I think, is a good idea.
Mary, let me throw it at you a different way, the common sense way. And this maybe you speak to, maybe your niece wants to, or your nephew, the husband and wife, the father and mother of this child, if they have any regard for what you have to say, is there's a common sense quotient here. Filling up your child with sugar before he or she goes off to school or goes on to an activity, the kids are already, because of the nature of them being children, have lots of energy. And you put them, I mean, some parents let their kids drink these caffeine-filled drinks before they go to school, and they have choco garbage, whatever that stuff is, the cereals that are loaded with sugar. The kids are going to bounce off the wall because they're so hyped up on sugar. There's nothing wrong with them. Take the damn cereals that are full of sugar away from them, and that's
exactly it.
That's the end of the story. Thanks for the call. 888-55. You can tell I'm getting a little cranked up. I hope I'm not getting cranky, but I am getting cranked up. 888-553-7536. And I don't even drink coffee, Ken. And no sugar either. All right, another half hour of Dr. Ken's questions. 888-55 Dr. Ken. He continues in a matter of moments here. Good day weekend.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Three after the hour now on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at your service, on your side, and available at the other end of 888-553-7536. Christy's in El Paso listening to KTSM. What can we do for you, sir?
Well,
ma'am, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. My nephew was in an accident on August 3rd, but was diagnosed on November 5th with a front temporal aneurysm. It was like a pea-sized little vein poking out, and we were all playing with it, saying, what is that? It's because he had several pieces of glass still in his leg and arms and face after he got out of the hospital. And we were thinking, well, maybe that's glass. But it was too mushy, and we could feel a pulse. So he was diagnosed, and the neurosurgeon said, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like this before. And we didn't know if that's a good, you know, good sign or not. But he's had a lot of mood swings and mood changes. Could this be because of the aneurysm? And will they go away? Or is it like TBI with traumatic brain injury?
Sure, Christy. I'm sure that this just creates nothing but concern from everybody. Did they call it a superficial temporal artery aneurysm?
You know, I really don't know. I wasn't with his mother. She just said it was a front temporal aneurysm.
Okay. And because there's this entity called superficial temporal artery aneurysm, which I believe that that's what you're referring to. And this is a condition that's due to blunt or penetrating head trauma, which it sounds like this is what occurred.
Yes, he was T-boned in a Tiburon by a pathfinder. So
have they thought about going in there and clamping and cutting it off? And because that's usually curative for these rare but concerning superficial temporal artery aneurysms. Has this been seen by a neurosurgeon or a vascular surgeon?
Yeah, the neurosurgeon is the one that said he'd never seen anything like it before. So he says that they are going to be doing surgery on it, but I'm worried about his
I would get a second
demeanor.
I would get a second opinion from another neurosurgeon, because if this neurosurgeon's never seen this, was this a young neurosurgeon?
No, he's at our University Medical Center.
Uh-huh. What university is that?
University of El Paso. It's our
And how old is the
normal
child?
Normal hospital.
How old is the child?
He's 17.
Uh-huh. And has there been a neurologic evaluation to determine if there is any brain involvement in this?
Well, she had a very difficult time finding the neurologist that would see him under 17. I mean, you know, under age.
Well,
so she finally found one, but he's not going to be able to see him for a couple of weeks.
He's close between the pediatric or an adult neurologist. So she found an adult neurologist and didn't take him to the pediatric neurologist, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she hasn't taken him yet. It's going to be in a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh. And the cat, I'm sure they did a CAT scan and there wasn't anything else on the CAT scan?
No, huh?
Uh-huh. And what kind of changes in behavior have you noticed?
Well, he's a super golfer and he doesn't want to play golf anymore. And he's skipping school and he's just being surly with his mother and his father and just snapping at people. And
have you seen any self-destructive behavior? Has he done anything to hurt himself? Have you seen
No, nothing like that, but bad language and, I mean,
as long as
inattentiveness and just...
As long as he's not... If the CT scan of the brain didn't show anything else... And as long as he's not suicidal, this can wait for a couple of weeks to see the neurologist.
Okay. All right.
All right. There you go, Christy. Thanks for your concern. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus to Wilmington, North Carolina, and Carlos, who now wants to talk to Dr. Ken about something else. That's what we love about these questions from people who are all over the place, Ken. Hello, Carlos.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hi, Carlos.
What can we do for you?
Ken, I've been trying to get your number for 4 weeks, and finally I got it today because I wanted to ask you. I had a toenail ingrown removed about four months ago, and I'm already in my second doctor. He's been very good. He's been trying all kinds of stuff, and sometimes he goes in again and pick up more fragments than the left inside there. And only in the morning it looks good. More or less decent. But in the afternoon, after I walk all day, it gets inflamed and it hurts a lot. You know, and I just don't know when this thing is going to finish.
Right. So it sounds to me like there still might be some infection there. And you need to see a good podiatrist. Difficulties of the feet are some of the most painful, bothersome issues. And my heart goes out to you because, you know, I understand this. So what you need to do is find a good podiatrist, because the one that's dealing with this hasn't solved it. Do you have a good primary care doctor, Carlos?
Yes, I got a good primary care doctor, but he told me that keep seeing my food doctor. So
okay.
I already changed the food doctor. This is the second one.
The second one can't help you?
Yeah, he tried. First of all, I had an infection, and they already cured the infection. He cut it back and there. He opened it again. He scraped it, and he said that the previous operation, they left a piece of bone there. So he took him out, and I felt a little relief for a while. But it's only in the afternoon is when it gets plumpy and red.
Okay, time, Carlos, to go back to the podiatrist and let the podiatrist reevaluate this, because his treatment plan did not fully resolve the issue, and that's your next step is to go back to this podiatrist.
Start over again with the same guy, Carlos. That's basically it sounds like. Thanks
Make
for the call.
Appointment.
888-553-7536. The power of positive looks. How do your teeth, your smile affect your health? There's a certain thing, Ken, about looking good and feeling good about yourself that has health ramifications, does it not? I mean, when you really think about it, if you feel good about the way you look, likely that you're going to be more healthy.
Exactly. Every day we sit here and talk about health, but as you say, Doug, feeling good is a top priority, but looking healthy is just as important. And there's nothing that makes you look more unhealthy and older than yellow stained teeth. And I'm going to tell you how to get rid of that ugly look. It's called Power Swabs. And I use it because it's the only patented product that uses a naturally derived tooth detergent to remove stains from your teeth. Best of all, it works in just 5 minutes. Power Swabs. It was developed by a dentist, and there are no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 2 minutes, and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs work on natural teeth as well as bonding veneers, caps, and crowns.
So if you'd like a risk-free supply of Power Swabs, the number to call right now is 800-867-4089. That's 800-867-4089. Get your teeth cleaned and whitened. 2 minute application. 5 minutes later, your teeth are whiter, as Ken says. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter. That's 5 minutes of your time well spent. Better than all the stuff, the strips and sticking those trays in your mouth and all that stuff. 800-867-4089. You get a 40% discount off a 1 month supply of Power Swabs. Make sure you tell me you're listening to Dr. Ken. You want cleaner and whiter teeth. Power Swabs, 800-867-4089.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing. Plus, big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Don't miss it. Our flooring sale ends Monday, so get to your local store. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the one near you.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Anyone can find themselves facing foreclosure. Now there's important foreclosure news. I'm Risa Jill Miller. The Independent Foreclosure Review is a free program monitored by federal bank regulators. It's available to borrowers who went through any part of the foreclosure process in 2009 or 2010 and whose mortgage was serviced by a participating mortgage servicer. Mark Morial, president of the National Urban League.
Eligible homeowners can request to have their mortgage files reviewed by a neutral party to see if errors occurred during the foreclosure process. The review is free, and if an error is found, homeowners may be eligible for compensation or other remedy, such as refunded fees, stopping of a foreclosure, or payments that could range from $500 to $125,000 plus equity.
The deadline for the Independent Foreclosure Review is December 31st, so please call the Home Ownership Preservation Foundation at 1-855-778-0855. That's 1-855-778-0855.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Men, everywhere you look, there are new testosterone products. Because boosting free testosterone improves your sexual desire, enhances muscle mass when you exercise, it's something that's desirable. But the not much known secret to this is boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time will take your experience to a whole new level. In fact, your body also needs nitric oxide to improve blood flow and maximize libido and performance. That's why T-Gen with Nitro Boost has become so popular. T-Gen with the Nitro Boost, ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels while at the same time boosting nitric oxide in your body when and where it counts. If you call today, you can try T-Gen with Nitro Boost for half price. Half price. 800-317-9865 is the number for T-Gen with Nitro Boost. Get all the benefits I've just described at half price. 800-317-9865. Sky high libido, better performance, and half as expensive as it was before. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. So try T-Gen with Nitro Boost. See if it doesn't enhance all of the things that are really good for you. And if it doesn't, get your money back. Half price offer now at 800-317-9865. That's 800-317-9865 for T-Gen with Nitro Boost. Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536. Here's Janet in Port Charlotte, Florida. Hi, Janet.
Hi, good morning. Well, you woke me up. I have to call regarding that woman with her husband with the cyst.
Yes.
Our son had the same thing when he was 8 years old back in 1985. He fell and broke his hip at age 8. The first doctor misdiagnosed him. The second doctor realized he did have a cyst, but you have to aspirate the cyst to find out if it's clear fluid or blood.
Exactly.
If there's blood, which my son had, that's an aneurysmal bone cyst.
Wow.
And it's very dangerous. So it's a miracle our son didn't die, because when they set the hip, they didn't nick the cyst. He would have bled to death.
Exactly. Janet,
yes.
But your son's problem was related to some traumatic event, correct?
Well, evidently the bone cyst had worn away the hip.
Uh-huh. Okay.
See, the cyst itself had worn away the hip.
But there was no known trauma to the area. This just occurred because he was having... How did this present? As just pain or after an accident?
Well, no, he had had pain, but we had a swimming pool and he was swimming every day. So, and then he got swimmer's ear. So my husband took him to the doctor, and then he noticed that Kenneth was limping. That very next day, we were supposed to get an X-ray. Well, that morning, he was at a playground and fell and broke his hip.
Okay, so this was after trauma, which is a little bit different. But exactly, you had a good doctor ultimately who separated the two, and that's why my head was exploding with the last call, because the doctors just weren't untangling this clearly, or somehow the message
wasn't... Getting the right doctors.
Right, but it has to be aspirated. That's the most important thing. You just can't go in and cut it out. But the excuse that, you know, lose 50 pounds, you know, drives me nuts.
Well, that is true unless from, you know, today we have a lot better imaging. Often from the MRI or the CT, you can tell it's a benign issue and nothing to worry about.
Well, that was the same thing. They did all that, but the doctor said the only way they could tell is if they would aspirate the fluid. If it was clear, it was a unicamel. If it was bloody, it was an aneurysmal. Yeah. So.
All right, Janet, thank you. This shows you how related all of you are and why we want you to call with your questions, because you're helping other people. Questions and comments to 888-553-7536 on Good Day Weekend.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
After the hour on the Good Day Weekend program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is taking your calls at 888-553-7536. Many people this week are talking about General Petraeus and his occasional fraternization?
Extracurricular
activity. So apparently there's a supplement he could have been taking that would have kept him away from this activity. Ken, what can men do to keep their eye and the rest of them from keeping your whatever's from whatever?
Well, this is actually what we call a neurotransmitter. It's a neuropeptide, a substance produced in the brain like a hormone that helps the brain communicate. It's called oxytocin. It's often called the love hormone. When you're involved actively in sexual relationships, the love hormone oxytocin spikes high in the brain. When a woman is pregnant and about to deliver, it spikes high. And you would have thought, this is why the brain and the human body is so unpredictable, and you can't use intuition often. But you would have thought, if we would have given you, Doug, Stefan, some nasal spray of oxytocin, that you might have gotten more interested in extracurricular activity. But the results of this study actually showed, and it was published in the renowned Journal of Neuroscience, that when people are given oxytocin, they gave it as a nasal spray, actually
the people receiving the oxytocin had less interest in flirting with people outside of their committed relationship. So actually, this became not the love hormone, but it became a hormone that kept people more involved in their actual relationship. It made them stray less.
Sounds like a good idea.
It's a bonding hormone.
Bonding hormones. Huh. So hormones of all different sizes and shapes that we all have to understand about one another, I think, right? 888-553-7536. Here's Willie in Regalwood, North Carolina, next up on the Good Day Weekend program. Willie, you're on with Dr. Ken Hyde.
Okay, let the man alone. We were supposed to love women.
Yeah, well, how many? You're supposed to be one at a time, Willie. That's the idea behind the oxytocin.
Yeah, we've got a little step-granddaughter, and we knew that she had an asthma problem, and we stopped by there yesterday on the way home off of a trip, and her mother had taken her to the emergency room, and she had had some steroid injections. Now, what we'd like to know is there anything, any natural products that people can be helped with asthma?
Sure, Willie. You guys are great grandparents because it is. It's painful watching your grandchild have to get all of this kind of treatment and go through all this. There are some things that you can do in your lifestyle at home that have been shown to be very helpful with asthma. And this involves early on avoiding the triggers. Hopefully, air conditioning is being used effectively. You want to also try to decontaminate the decor. This means getting rid of the dust, cleaning up the pillows, the mattress, the box spring, just putting dust covers over everything. And also sometimes even removing carpeting, putting in hardwood or linoleum flooring, using washable curtains and blinds. This area where you spend a lot of time sleeping, you have to start thinking about these details, making sure that there's an optimal humidity in the house so that you may want to add a humidifier. Also, preventing mold spores. This means cleaning up damp areas in the bath, the kitchen, around the house, checking if there's any mold in the house. Some people, you can put mold to the point you can see it everywhere. It doesn't bother them. Some people are so much affected by it. Is there a pet in the house? Some people, the pet dander, the fur, the feathers are just so toxic to some. Others, you can have a zoo around them and it doesn't bother them.
Okay, yeah, but there's a little dog in there, but she had the problem long before they got the dog. The dog is just something that's recently acquired.
All right, so what can we quickly give him because we're running out of time, Ken?
Exercise.
All the things that you mentioned, we'll take that into consideration.
All right, good.
You know, just exercise, maintain a healthy weight, eat fruits and vegetables, but otherwise have a good asthma doctor.
All right, that takes care of a couple of hours of information from Dr. Ken. Email him if you have questions we didn't get to today, drken at drkenshow.com, or you can send it to me, Doug at dougstefan.com. Thank you, Dr. Ken.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.